Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
This next segment is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. And joining us is Dr. Tiffany Wen, family medicine physician in Northwestern Medicine's Geneva office and on the staff at Northwestern Medicine's Delnor Hospital. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the news is that under five, the kids can, and I'll let you say if they should or not be getting the vaccine. What advice do you have for parents or grandparents of kids under five?
So I have always been a staunch supporter of the vaccine throughout this pandemic. The pandemic actually started right in the middle of my residency training, so kind of got a front and center view of everything that was going on in the hospital. And I am very glad that the data finally came through and that they were able to get the approval for some of these, you know, younger patients of ours. So I fully support any parent who's out there, you know, wanting to get this done.
Can you put it in perspective? Is it more or less or the same as effective or potentially dangerous to the kids?
The data for the vaccine actually looks very favorable for the younger population. You know, I think we've all had, you know, a friend or two who maybe got the vaccine and had, you know, knocked down for a day, had a fever, chills, whatnot. The younger population actually seems less prone to those side effects. I mean, it's still there, just like with any vaccine. But so far, the data is showing that, you know, they're not at high risk of developing myocarditis or any of the other, you know, very rare complications we saw in the adult population.
Is it also true, though, that the kids are less likely to get COVID or suffer from COVID anyway? So how necessary is the vaccine for them as opposed to more vulnerable populations?
That's a great question. As a whole, yes, children do tend to suffer less severe COVID disease. You know, they don't tend to end up in the hospital as much. That being said, we still, you know, as a country, we have still had a few hundred deaths, you know, in this pediatric population. And again, if there's anything that we can do to protect them, you know, it would still be better for them to have that opportunity to go on with the rest of their lives.
Yeah, sure. But I guess this here's the new age-old question, if I may, and that is, would getting my child vaccinated make it less likely that they'll get COVID, or they're still going to get COVID, but less likely that they'll become ill or spread COVID? Is it for them or is it for somebody else around them?
It's for both. You know, there's a lot of households now where grandparents and, you know, and grandkids are all living in the same household. And if, you know, if there's any way to protect the grandparents who are in the same household, I mean, again, having blanket immunity across the whole family is going to be the best approach if there's any vulnerable, you know, people in the household. Same with, you know, children going back to school, you know, support staff at the school being protected on that front. As in general, the vaccine is very good at preventing severe illness. And kids, as we know now, are prone to developing that MIS-C, that multi-inflammatory process, which can start shutting down organs. That's one of the big things that we see in hospitalized pediatric patients. And the vaccine does a very good job of, again, making sure that children do not develop severe disease, do not have to go to the hospital, and don't go through, you know, this multi-system organ failure that we've seen in very severe cases.
I also, you know, my observation, too, has been that the sub-5-year-old group does, if they go to daycare, if they go to preschool, they have a lot of interaction with very mobile populations. So I would imagine they get a lot of exposure. I mean, to the degree that it will be dangerous for them, there is a lot of possibility for them to get COVID-19 there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any parent out there knows that it's next to impossible to convince a 2-year-old or, you know, any younger kids to keep a mask on or to keep their hands to themselves. I mean, that's what they do at that age. They explore, they touch, and thankfully, you know, we're at a phase in the pandemic where we can go back to, you know, in-person daycare, in-person schooling. But absolutely, for everyone's safety, it's best to have those vaccines kind of in the back pocket. Again, just to make sure we're doing everything possible to prevent any severe disease in these young kiddos.
In that population, doctor, do you like one brand better than another, Pfizer or whatever?
Well, both have equally effective data. The Moderna for the pediatric population is a two-dose series, whereas the Pfizer is technically a three-dose series. Part of that is because the Moderna uses about a quarter of the adult dose for the pediatric population, whereas Pfizer, it goes with a much lower dose. It's about one-tenth of the adult dose, which is why you need three of them. So for kiddos who are, you know, obviously a little bit more afraid of needles, maybe difficult to have them sit through an extra poke, then, you know, Moderna might be a little bit easier logistically. But, you know, data-wise, safety-wise, they're both equally effective.
I don't know, our kids, maybe they're used to getting shot. It just seems to me like it's so quick and so relatively painless. What's the reaction in that population? Do they suffer for the shot?
So it's actually fairly similar to any other sort of routine vaccine. You know, in the 2-6, you know, 2-month-old, 4-month-old, 6-month-old, they get all those routine vaccines, you know, DTaP, Hib, things like that. And some kiddos have a little mild fever associated with that. And it's pretty similar, the reactions that we're seeing with the COVID vaccines, you know, a mild fever, maybe not feeling quite themselves for a day or two. But all the fevers that we've seen have been fairly low grade, you know, nothing that needed hospitalization or follow-up visit. But then typically we've seen that they bounce back, you know, and are back to their normal happy selves within about 24 to 48 hours.
Dr. Tiffany Wen, family medicine physician, Northwestern Medicine's Geneva office, and also on the staff at Northwestern's Del Nor Hospital. Doctor, very helpful today. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.